This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise video appearance at Qatar's Doha Forum. Zelensky, in his video address Saturday, criticized Russia's ongoing war on his nation. He called on the United Nations and world powers to come to his aid. He compared Russia's destruction of the port city of Mariupol to the Syrian and Russian destruction wrought on the city of Aleppo in the Syrian war. He said they're destroying our ports. The absence of exports from Ukraine will deal a blow to countries worldwide. He added the future of Europe rests with your efforts. He called on countries to increase their exports of energy, something particularly important as Qatar is a world leader in the export of natural gas. He criticized Russia for what he described as threatening the world with its nuclear weapons. Ukrainian authorities say about 300 people were killed in the Russian airstrike last week that blasted open a Mariupol theater. And that would make it the war's deadliest known attack on civilians yet. And meanwhile, the Russian forces appear to have halted, at least for now, their ground offensive aimed at capturing the capital, Kyiv, and are concentrating more on the fighting for control of the Donbas region in the country's southeast. That is according to a senior U.S. defense official. The bloodshed in Mariupol is fueling allegations that Moscow has committed war crimes by killing civilians, whether deliberately or by indiscriminate fire. Just 60 miles from the Ukrainian border, U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute on Friday to Poland for giving refuge to more than 2 million Ukrainians who have fled their country since Russia's invasion. He also met with Poland's president and consulted with humanitarian experts about what's needed to mitigate the suffering. This is VOA News. Russian forces have repeatedly attacked Ukrainian medical facilities during the war in Ukraine. We could detail some AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The AP Frontline War Crimes Watch Ukraine Project documented at least 34 assaults in Ukraine that have struck hospitals, ambulances, medics, patients, and even newborns.
This is a war of aggression.
David Sheffer, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, says the Russians know what they're doing.
The law of war literally uses the words, do not hit schools, do not hit hospitals, do not hit cultural sites. I mean, they actually use those words in the law.
Sheffer says he expects the International Criminal Court to indict Vladimir Putin.
This is a top-down aggressive war, so there's no question of his superior responsibility in waging this war.
Deliberate attacks on hospitals will likely be a top priority for war crimes prosecutors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Pope Francis has prayed for peace in Ukraine in a ceremony that harks back to a century-old apocalyptic prophecy about peace in Russia. The prophecy was sparked by purported visions of the Virgin Mary to three peasant children in Fatima, Portugal, in 1917. Francis invited bishops, priests, and ordinary faithful around the world to join him in the consecration prayer on Friday afternoon. A papal envoy celebrated a simultaneous service at the shrine in Fatima. The prayer ritual was of deep spiritual importance to many Catholics. Friday's event was Francis's latest effort to rally prayers for an end to the war while keeping an open opinion for dialogue with the Russian Orthodox Church. The United States says it will seek its toughest UN Security Council sanctions after North Korea said it test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Friday the U.S. would propose a measure to update and strengthen the Council's sanctions, though she did not specify how. But veto-wielding China and Russia have recently called instead for lifting sanctions on North Korea, citing its economic troubles. Thursday's launch extended a barrage of weapons demonstrations this year. The analysts say are aimed at forcing the U.S. to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear power and to remove sanctions. Meanwhile, the U.S. responded to the launch by imposing new sanctions of its own. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a surprise video appearance at Qatar's Doha Forum, and in his video address, he did criticize Russia and the ongoing war. He called on the United Nations and world powers to come to his aid. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.